All right, good evening once again. Welcome to the NIAC School Board of Education meeting, Tuesday, June the 20th. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
Good evening, folks. We're going to move right to our recognition portion of the meeting this evening. And I believe our president, Karen Hughes, will be making a presentation to begin tonight's program.
Thank you, Jim. I'd like to, this evening, thank you, recognize a board member who is leaving us today, Trustee Irvin. Yes, that would be you. Leanne, on behalf of the Board of Education, I want to clearly thank you for your six wonderful years of service to the board. I remember the first time I had a conversation with Leanne. She called me up. It was my first meeting. I'd come to exec session. She says, "Hey, I'm presenting something and I want your support." I'm like, "Got it." I'll remind you later. But Trustee Mark and I were talking the other day, and the thing that we'll miss about Leanne is what you see is what you get. There are no politics with Leanne. You know, she sometimes, you know, she'll always speak her mind. It sometimes gets her in trouble, but, you know, that's what makes a good trustee. You know, she puts it out there, and she's honest. So, Leanne, thank you. We will miss you. I've enjoyed the year that I've served with you as vice president. I've enjoyed your counsel when I've gone off the rails, and appreciate you bringing me back on. We'll miss your legal expertise. That's helped us a lot in many conversations. So, good luck, congratulations on the appointment of Exec Director of Rockland County School Boards Association. Moving on to higher things. And good luck with all your free time on Tuesday evenings.
Pleasure and an honor to serve in this district. I'm so excited about where it's going, the direction it's headed. I attribute most of that to him. I'll attribute most of that to the board, but it's like probably both. And all of you guys, I really enjoyed working with you, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to serve the community. I look at this executive director position as just taking all of this and expanding it out to the county. So I'm looking forward to that, and thank you very much for all of your support over the years.
And of course, as always, we recognize our student representative, Indigo Golub. She's joined us this year, and I don't think we've had a more sprightly, engaged, enthusiastic, get it out there student rep in quite a few years. Indigo, again, on behalf of the board, thank you for your year of service. You've raised topics, you've raised controversial topics, you haven't shied away from that. You've engaged in discussions we've had, which I think is what we would really look for in a student rep, to be engaged. And you've been, the model student rep. So on behalf of the board, thank you for your year of service.
I
And in case you are not aware, we're looking forward to seeing Indigo and her classmates off on Thursday night. Indigo will be attending American University of Paris next year. I wish her the very, very best. At this point, I would invite our board president back again, President Hughes, along with Vice President Irvin, and our public relations specialist and community outreach, Lisa Ritalik. At this point, we want to recognize our staff members that have reached a milestone in their careers in the Nyack Public Schools, and that is staff that has attained 25 or 30 years of experience. So on behalf of our Nyack Board of Education and our entire Nyack School community, we extend our sincere appreciation and congratulations for reaching that milestone years of service to our school district. One of the cornerstones of an effective educational program in any community is the stability of its staff. Stability provides opportunities for staff to become part of this community at large, to build trustful relationships with families, develop deep understanding of the values that this community represents. In today's organizations of such mobility, which is certainly not widespread, loyalty in a singular job in an organization is simply not the norm in today's society. This is also certainly becoming even more so true in our own educational profession, which used to be known for the idea of stability. Your commitment to the Nyack Public Schools has contributed significantly to its success with our students. And while I appreciate Leanne's comments to compliment both myself and the board, it is our staff in the school district that separates us from all other school districts in the state of New York. You are a large part of the tradition of excellence, and we hope that you will remain for at least another 25 years of service. Congratulations to each of you. I'd like to bring up at this time, I don't know if all of you are here this evening, but I will call your name and I'll know you're here, but when you stand up and come forward, Jocelyn Abraham, Lori Huddock, and I should mention the first set of names have actually attained 30 years of service. Gloria Menutez. Gloria. Elizabeth Murray. See, clearly 30 years does take its toll. Annie Oakley, I know she is here. This next set of staff members have reached 25 years. I know the first individual is home convalescing with a personal illness, and that's Bob Booth, and we certainly wish him a healthy recovery. Lynn Giles Harris. Dee O'Hagan. And the individual that makes sure all of our students are transported safely on a regular daily basis, along with helping us with our human resources department, Karen Shear. At this time, I'd like to shift gears once again and to recognize and honor our retirees that are leaving our district this year. Again, on behalf of the Nyack Board of Education and our Nyack School community, we thank our retirees for their years of dedicated service to the countless students you have served with distinction. You have our warmest appreciation and admiration for your contributions to this wonderful school district. Collectively, you represent the very best of the rich traditions of excellence in the Nyack Public Schools and have placed your students above all else. In the years that lie ahead, remember us fondly. Embrace the knowledge that you have left a lasting legacy. You've shaped and molded many, many minds, many lives who represent the cornerstone of our future. We wish you happy adventures, wonderful new friendships, and memorable experiences in your new journey. At this time, I know she's not here because she was also one of the 30-year persons being recognized, Jocelyn Abraham. Valerie Clegg. Mariana Galazine. Joyce Greenwald. Debbie Hecht. Barbara Lanzetta. This is a very familiar name in NIAC, Mary Mark. And I do want to mention, because typically we will have a recess for some refreshments after this recognition ceremony, and some of you may not be around for the action items on our agenda, but I do want to point out that one of the items on the agenda is a gift of a scholarship by the Valley Cottage staff, which are very, very special people, in Mary Mark's name, that will be provided for a NIAC High School graduate, so we're looking forward to that. Once again, Annie Oakley. Patty Seminelli. And last, certainly not but least, is Nora Walsh. I do want to circle back on our agenda, and apparently those of you that had reached 25 years, which I believe was just Dee that is here tonight, Dee, you left without your gift. So, okay. Anybody leave without a gift? Come up here. Let's.
Okay, so before we adjourn to the reception, Dr. Montesano, what was the action item?
Yes, I don't know. Is there any board comments to your...
Oh, maybe we'll do that first. Any board comments?
Congratulations to all those recognized. It's been a whirlwind of the last few weeks with all the recognition we've done at the meetings. It's a happy time of year. So, look, again, just congratulations to everybody and good luck on your future endeavors. Leanne, thank you very much for your board service, your friendship, your serving as a mentor to me personally coming on the board. It's very much appreciated, and I'll see you Saturday.
Michael, Trustee Ma.
Thank you, President Hughes. Leanne, thanks for your service. Thanks for the very direct phone calls. And what's your position on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you later. You know, well, we need, this is the thing, laying it out very clearly, letting us know what we needed to know. You've always brought a very clear head to the table, and congratulations on your position at Rockley County School Boards. As to the retirees, there is one retiree I know better than the others. And while it wouldn't be appropriate to talk about that one in particular, I do have to just make a brief comment, a little bit like the one that I made at the Valley Cottage retirement dinner, which was energetic and a lovely evening. When we were just starting out in New York, I got an offer for a job to play some music that was outside of my familiarity, and I was afraid to do it, didn't know how I was going to do it, and my future teacher, now retiree, spouse said to me, "Yes, you can." And I said, "But I don't know." She said, "Yes, you can. You can do it." And it just occurred to me that in looking at the retirees who are here tonight and the people who have given so many years of service, that that's an inbred gene of a good teacher, that you stand in a classroom of people that don't know everything they need to know, and some of them are afraid to proceed, and some of them don't know how to proceed, but it's in you to look at them and say, "Sure, we can figure this out. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it." And I think that's what marks you and makes you the great teachers that you are and that have produced lifelong learners that come from this district, including two wonderful kids that are a part of our family and are out in the world doing very well. So I thank you all for the years of service that you've given and wish you all luck in the future. And for those of you that just mark your years here and are still with us, please stay and continue. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
All right. So Leanne, yeah, thank you so much. 6 years is a long time, you know, and you started with PTA, school board, moved on to Rockland County School Board Association. I mean, certainly it's big commitment to education and kids and doing it all with the job and two kids. It's a ton of work. So thank you so much. Indigo, thanks for being the school board rep. I enjoyed all of our post-meet conversations in the car driving you home, and it's been great, you know, really connected to your family, and appreciate all the hard work that you've done here. And to all the teachers, I mean, I feel like the longer you're in a district, you know, the longer your kids are in school, the more relationships you build, and you know, you always realize it, but you just realize it more and more, the special influence and role that teachers and anybody who works in a school have in your kids' life. You know, they're the people that probably know your kids best after you and your family. You spend so much time with our children and make such an impact on them. 25 years is a really long time. And, you know, just thank you for everything and good luck to everyone who's retiring and moving on to a different stage in their life. So thank you very much.
Trustee Mark.
I can't believe it. I was saving up and I just forgot to do it. I forgot to go indigo. Merci pour votre service et bonne chance en Paris.
Very good. That was a good one. Trustee Irvin.
Okay, well, for all of those who are joining me in retirement, I'll be free on Tuesday nights if anybody wants to have coffee or dinner or whatever. But no, I will. I've said this so many years, but I still hold this true because I actually did a lunch and learn in the middle school this year and had to entertain, I don't know, 20 kids for like 45 minutes. I will take 100 lawyers in a room any day over 20 kids in a classroom. Okay? I don't know how you guys do it. It's truly a gift. And for those of you who stuck it out all these years, you're the ones who I think the graduates all came back specifically looking for this week. So thank you for your service. It's truly a gift, and it's really amazing.
Trustee Rock.
Thank you, President Hughes, for letting me go last, I guess. I echo all the fine words by all the trustees here in Indigo. It's been an extreme pleasure. Leanne, you've been a fantastic mentor to me during my first full term and my partial term, so I've learned a lot from you. I've also learned how to borrow your skill set by getting you to do the Inspire NIAC board. So I was with her last night at our board meeting, so you don't go far. So I will continue to keep you close.
Thank you.
To all the 25-year and 30-year awardees and to all the retirees, just thank you for your service. It's just so important to our district, our students, just your fellow staff members. You guys are special. And just thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Tia. I just echo that thanks as well. My daughter's just graduated. It will be graduating this year. She's 18, so I've lived with her for 18 years, and I can't imagine you guys doing what you do for 25, 30, and then some beyond that, with as many kids as you do, to echo what Leanne has said. It is amazing to those of us who aren't in the profession to understand what I think is a sacrifice. And I will say this all the time, it's clearly that you do this for love of job. And for that, we thank you. And for those who are retiring, thank you for your service and good luck. And for those of you at 25 and 30, keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Indigo, good luck in Paris.
Mm-hmm, Paris.
That is just very exciting. I will always remember you doing your Gladys Knight number at the fifth grade concert at Upper Nyack. She does a great Gladys Knight impression, by the way. What was it? I heard it through the grapevine? Yeah, it was phenomenal. But it's wonderful to see how you've grown and developed into this young lady who can be the representative of the entire high school. So we're proud of you. And good luck, and we look forward to celebrating you on Thursday evening. Mm. Okay, Leanne. Good luck, and thanks again officially for everything that you've done and given to the school district. Okay, so before we adjourn to the reception, which is always the fun part, we'd like to take care of two pieces of items on our action. Dr. Montesano.
The first one is item 7.17, and that is one of our personnel appointments tonight. And Caitlin DeSimone is being recommended for appointment to a special education position at Upper Nyack. I call her name to your attention and ask respectfully the board consider making this appointment at this juncture. Caitlin happens to be in the audience, and one of the things that stood out in our interview most recently is one of the few interviews I've been to where the candidate has spoken so eloquently and very positively about her husband, along with her mother. I was just thinking about my wife in an interview, and there's just no way she would at all bring me into the discussion. And it just tells me a little bit about the value of this individual. So we're excited. I'm excited about making this recommendation to the board tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. And I think there's a business action item that we'd like to recognize as well.
I believe it's item 6.3. Which is the accepting of gifts and donations.
No, 611, I think.
I'm sorry. I even have my glasses. I can't use that as an excuse. So that, as I mentioned earlier, that is the donation by the Valley Cottage staff, which is to give a Mary Mark Early Literacy Scholarship on behalf of the Board of Education in Mary's name, which is quite an honor and a distinction. And we very much thank the Valley Cottage staff for making this very generous donation.
Okay, wonderful. So with that, let us the board to that we go off script just for these items and ask, do we accept business action item 6.11 and action personnel 7.17? Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Caitlin, are you in the house? Could you stand?
I'm sorry, but you're going to have Mr. DeSimone and your mom stand up, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. Welcome to the Nyack School District, Caitlin. Any discussion, any commentary?
No.
Congratulations, Mary. And to Valley Cottage, thank you so much for this recognition in Mary's name. Such a wonderful thing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. So, Caitlin, we're actually going to adjourn to say goodbye, but as you're coming, you might want to get some words of wisdom from those who are leaving and join us for goodies outside. Do we have a motion to adjourn for a brief recess?
Motion. Okay. Second.
All right. We are recessed for a moment.
All right.
All right. Should we get going again? Do we have a motion to reconvene to public session?
Did you read it? Yes, I'm sorry.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we are reconvened. President's report. I don't have much of a report today. I'd just like to, as our official last meeting for the school year, wish everyone a really wonderful summer. Just remind everyone, we have two graduations this week, the middle school graduation at Nyack College and the high school graduation. It looks like the weather's going to hold, which is wonderful, down at McCalmon on Thursday, and I'm personally looking forward to that. Dr. Montesano.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. I had the pleasure of attending the Haitian Okada celebration on Friday night, and I was hoping Jocelyn Abraham, who is retiring, although she actually is going to work part-time for the district next year, could be here. I don't know if I've ever been in a room with so much love for her, and recognizing, as you know, she is the first point of contact for our Haitian families, often who are not able to speak English when they arrive, and the amount of people that were there. First of all, we have had a very, very healthy amount of families that have continued through Okada, and I really want to commend Lisa Ritalik for the organization of it, but it was a beautiful ceremony and celebration, and the Creole food was just fabulous. I also was over at the Nyack Teen, the Nyack Center for the Nyack Teen Council recognition dinner the other night. And again, these kids, it's Kim and her staff, Nikki Hines, Shelley, are doing a wonderful job of providing leadership opportunities for those kids. And it was really a nice evening. And finally, today at our Rotary meeting, we had our six students and their families as guests of Rotary who received the scholarships from the Rotary Foundation. And I know our kids were very excited to be there as well. And I think that's my report.
Thanks very much, Dr. Montesano. So a student rep has left.
Yes,
she went off. She got her gift
and just bolted. All right. We'll talk to her on Thursday about that. All right, let's go around to the Board of Education reports. Trustee Rock, you'll be pleased to go first this time, no doubt.
Thank you, President Hughes. not much to report other than this is our last board meeting, as you say, and happy summer, and hopefully everyone gets a good vacation in and stuff like that. I do want to point out Trustee Mark Ralph, our attorney, and we're recognized at the Rockland County Board Association last week, so that was a great event. As you mentioned earlier, our Trustee Leanne, Vice President Irving, is moving on to bigger and better to Rockland County. So good luck with your new role, and I'm sure you will bring all the knowledge and skills that we have bestowed upon the NIAC School District. You will bring it up a level and show them how we do it here in NIAC. So good luck, and that is my report.
Thank you, Trustee Irving. Trustee Marshall.
Thank you. First, apologies for being late. Just got back from seeing my son in Florida, and for a first-time vacation, we took a cruise. And so my wife insisted that I not change and just come straight to the meeting. So apologies for being late and for that. A few highlights, one of which has already been spoken about, but I attended the Walden Terrace end of year celebration, which is staffed by Linda Papalotto and her team. And it was really, really good to see the accomplishments. And one of the things that was unique this time around, normally as board members, we come and we can observe and all of that. But this time I was running again a little bit late. So she made me get up, or did she make me get up? No, Principal Johnson came in and he did this introduction. And I actually got a chance to interact with the students and ask them, so how has this program really helped you? And the way they spoke up and the way that they were encouraged by the Walden Terrace program. And I also had the pleasure of seeing Aoife McGurl, who was one of our, who's gone on to Duke, but was there to celebrate the kids and their accomplishments. So that was a really wonderful experience. And kudos to Mrs. Papalardo and her team for what they've been able to accomplish. I also was able to attend the SOAR end-of-year celebration, which our own Dr. Montesano was there to hand out the certificates for the kids. And again, a wonderful program, and it really is making a difference in these kids' lives. So that was, you know, also great to see. The Rockland County School Board meeting was really a highlight, and I really look forward to that. And Michael, you did such an outstanding job. In your and Leanne, you did such a great job in sharing Michael's contribution to the district. So that was really, really great. As a surprise, I did not know that Trustee Irvin had been elected as the new executive director for the Rockland County School Board. So congratulations on that. That's a big job, big shoes to fill. So I'm sure it will not be dull. So congratulations to you on that. I believe that is it. I wasn't sure if we were going to take a separate time in our agenda today to say our remarks to Leanne, so should we take that opportunity now, or should we do it at a separate time?
You could do it now. We actually presented her with a gift.
Oh, I missed all of that. Oh, okay.
Why don't you bestow so, blessings on
her? We give her a cruise.
Oh, you gave her a cruise. How wonderful.
Wow.
I think I'll be resigning next year. No, but Leanne, you and I started the board around the same time, and I was formulating my thoughts on the plane, and one of the things that was remarkable when we started was that there was so much change in the district. I mean, when we started, there was a staffing change at the high school, there was open-closed campus at the high school, there was block scheduling at the high school. There were all these things, and it was almost like, what do we get ourselves into? And so, lo and behold, we were on the tail end of this new superintendent, and you, Dr. Montes, you came in, and then we got to work with, you know, a new set of board members year after year. And I can truly say, Leanne, that, you know, even though you're leaving the board, it is in better hands than when I think you and I joined the board together. So I just want to congratulate you for your contributions to the board, and especially your nomination as the new executive director of Rockland County School Board. So wishing you all the best. And that is my report.
Thank you, James. Trustee Bender.
President Hughes, thank you. As I had alluded to earlier, this has been a whirlwind of the last few weeks. There's just so many events to attend, so many things going on. I won't call them all out. What I will say is congratulations to everybody within the district for another successful school year. Dr. Montesano, the administrators, the board, fellow board members, principals, teachers. I mean, it's been fantastic. You know, on a personal note, I can't wait for tomorrow to see my oldest graduate to the middle school. You know, I'll be one proud papa sitting in the audience tomorrow as my wife snaps pictures away. But again, it's been a fantastic year all the way around. I think the district has made some significant progress in achieving the goals that it set out, and I just look forward to another year. But as T-Rock had said, let's take a break, let's have some vacation, and enjoy the summertime. And that is my report.
Thank you, Trustee Bender. Trustee Mark.
President Hughes.
Sir.
Short remarks, just thank you to the superintendent and the administration and to all the staff for another great year. A lot of strides made, always a lot more work to be done, but high marks for the way things have gone this year, and thank you very much. It's been a busy time at the end of the year. I've had the fun of participating in some kindergarten orientations and some visits to the schools on a musical plane, and having some good energy and some good feedback, which has been just wonderful and just shows some of the great energy of the school district. And lastly, just enjoyed attending the Rockland County School Boards Association dinner this year, and nice to get the recognition and endorsement from colleagues. And wish Leanne well as the director of Rockland County School Boards. I know a few of the folks that have gone before you, and they are earnest, and they do hard work, and they do meaningful work, and you're going to do the same. So good luck to you on that.
Thank you. Earnest.
Thank you very much.
Trustee Maraschino.
All right. So I'll just talk a minute about the Rockland County School Board Association dinner. It ditto what James said. Leanne and Michael were both, I felt like, so well-spoken when they were up there. Leanne talking about Michael accepting his word. You know, I've been on the board for 3 years, but I just find it so inspiring to see so many people that have been so dedicated to education and helping kids for so many years. You know, I go there and it always just makes me want to do more, you know, stay involved and kind of fill the shoes of all the people that have come before us and worked so hard for so many years. I wanted to just say thank you to the Upper Nyack PTA for organizing Goosetown, which was Saturday a couple weeks ago, their great carnival. So that was wonderful as usual. And then I'm not sure if, I can't figure out if I'm looking forward to graduation or if it's just, you know, really upsetting. It's crazy. I feel like, you know, when you have kids and they're babies and everyone tells you it's going by so quickly and you feel like, no, it's not. Oh my gosh, every day, right? You're changing diapers, tying shoes, doing all this work, and then all of a sudden they're 18 years old and they're moving on to college and all these different stages in their lives. So beware, I don't know, maybe really emotional on Thursday evening, but really it does just make you reflect on all the different teachers and coaches and, you know, administrators in the schools that have been such a big part of your kids' life and have helped, you know, them and all the seniors, accomplish their goals and move on to the next stage in their life. So so yes, you know, thank you to everyone who helped make the school year the great year that it was. And that's it for me.
So tell you what, Jen, and I will sit next to each other on the dais and share a tissue box between us.
Yes, okay? That sounds like a good plan.
Serious waterworks on Thursday.
Yeah, this is a special class, you know?
Right, we might need a towel. Yeah.
yes, perfect.
All right, wonderful. Last but not least.
You always call me last. She always calls me last.
Last but not
okay.
Least.
I don't have a lot to say because I said it before, but I think you and I, tomorrow night, I'm going to be shedding tears at middle school graduation because I can't believe my daughter's going to high school. So you can sit with me tomorrow night with the tissue box between us. Okay,
yeah.
She's getting it two nights, I'm getting it one. But yeah, this was a really fantastic year, and I just wish everybody a great summer, great break, and come back refreshed to carry on next year. That's my report. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Dr. Montesano, any response to prior citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns?
There are not.
Are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns this evening? Could you please step up to the mic and state your name for the podcast? Mrs. Gallo.
Can I sit here?
You may sit.
So many of us, we all be very comfortable and cozy. Maureen Gallo. For those that don't know me. Actually, it's been a while. It's been a while, so I hope everybody's doing well. The reason that I am here tonight in front of all of you is because of the unfortunate situation regarding our football coach. I'd like to know, as would many of our athletes and parents, how NIAC is going to move forward. How will we get the best coach for our kids, one that is committed to them and the community? In the past few days, I have spoken to quite a few community members and parents that are very upset with how this all played out. Reading articles on Twitter via News 12 that the coach took a position with another district without resigning first to our board or nor talking to his players was very disturbing. Many have said that this was his plan all along, and were we blinded by his name and his stats? We need a football coach, and actually all coaches for that matter, that are committed to our students and our athletes. We live in the best diverse school district in Rockland County. We have to have our children's best interest and guide them so they can succeed. The players deserve someone who will take a vested interest in our community and the lives of our athletes and understand the diversity and the dynamics that NIAC is. This past year's JV football team, by the time they are juniors and seniors, there is no reason that they do not go to states. The only way this will happen is if you bring in the right person that will continue to shape them into the players and the teams that they will be. Some very tough questions need to be asked during these interviews for our next football coach. I ask that their answers be carefully reviewed and make the best possible decision, not to leave it up to statistics or a name, because our athletes are much more than that. They deserve much more, and I know NIAC can do better. That's it.
Thank you very much, Lori. Dr. Montesano, did you want to comment at all on?
Sure. What I can comment on is I know the Board of Education is always committed to, regardless of the openings that we may have in the district, to search, identify, vet, and bring forward the best candidate we can to serve the needs of our children. And I think on balance, I think this district has done it very well. The football program in particular, I can share, and I know this is information that I know our football parents, I'm sure, are keenly tuned into. So I'm finishing my sixth year here, and this is the third time we've been searching for a football coach. And unfortunately, each one of those times that's occurred during my tenure here, it's happened at a very inopportune time. We had a longtime coach that left towards, I think if I recall, it was in the month of June. It was actually when I was first arriving. We were fortunate that we had Mike Rapone capable and able to step up into the position. Going forward, Michael, as people do, was looking to advance his career and took a position as athletic director. Once again, it was in the month of June. I know that this last process that brought Coach D'Amato into the district, it was done, in my view, through a committee, which we do for all of our searches, comprised of student athletes, parents, along with our staff, recommendations brought to the board. And our intentions were to have a coach here for the district for many, many years to come. Obviously, that has not happened. So we find ourselves in that same position. In my view, and I can share this as a former football coach myself back in the day, of all sports, coaching football is a very complex
sport, and it requires different forms of offenses and defenses and different types of schemes, and these kids have had to adjust themselves each and every time. You know, there's almost so much adversity we can ask kids to, you know, to gain from that process. At the same time, this is where we are. I know Joe has started a committee process. We've tried to, I know the board has asked that we try to expedite the process. The kids are really getting ready to start their preseason and get things moving. Mm-hmm. I believe Joe interviewed 5 or 6 candidates today, again, with a committee very similar to the makeup of the previous committee. And I believe it's going to extend in tomorrow. And certainly we welcome Laureen's comments. And I do agree, and I can just share this from an outsider coming into this district. It really does have very many unique qualities. And at the same time, tremendous traditions of excellence, whether we talk about our musical programs, you know, drama productions, and just the camaraderie amongst our students in a very diverse population. So we are simply going to do our best. I know I speak on behalf of those that are involved in the process. I know the Board of Education will do its best, and it's our hope that we do get it right. Certainly it's our intention. And I guess that would be my comments.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thank you very much, Mrs. Geller. Moving on, are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on any workshop items? No? Dr. Montesano.
Yes, the only workshop item is the, which is really at this point a formality as part of the Smart School Investment Bond process. So we have held at a public Board of Education meeting a presentation of our preliminary plan, our technology plan. The board is well apprised of the group that has been involved in formulating that plan. We also held a separate community meeting in which that plan was again presented. So this evening, it's really a final opportunity before the plan, which is on your agenda for action to be taken. The plan is on our website. It's on the agenda via board docs as well. With the approval of this by the Board of Education tonight, later on in the action portion of the meeting, this will permit the district to begin to process and submit its plan to the State Department of Education to begin hopefully releasing those funds so that we can start putting this plan, implement this plan into its various phases.
Any questions for Dr. Montesano? Trustee Irvin.
There was a community forum held on May 23rd, I think it was. Did we get anybody?
I see Linda shaking her hand.
Yeah, did anybody come?
Yeah.
Was it well attended?
Yeah. It was pretty well attended. Yeah.
We had a number of community members. We actually had 3 people that had applied for our director of technology position in the audience.
Wow.
And we had a number of members of our technology committee that were present as well. We had actually a nice discussion, I thought, that evening.
Yeah, it was quite good. Yeah, lots of interest.
Good.
Yeah. Any other comments or questions around this? Dr. Onsano, once we've submitted the plan, is this much like the bond project where you've got to submit a plan, they give you the money for that, and you get it in bits and pieces according to how you're going to...
Yes, we're not actually looking. If you recall the plan, we really don't want to take on the full $926,000. Our plan is to, and you're permitted to do it in this way, to take it in phases, primarily because a large portion of the investment is computer devices for kids. And, you know, if you invest and buy them all in one swoop in year one, and, you know, in 3, 4, 5 years from now, you've got to replace them all in the same time frame. So we have a cycle approach that's in mind. It is also another exhausting process, if you will. We don't anticipate it will take whatever is 40-something weeks that we've seen for some of our project approvals. But my understanding in talking to other districts that have plans up in Albany, the turnaround time is not immediate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when this funding will be released is really anybody's guess at this mm-hmm. point.
Okay. And once you've submitted the plans, and because this process does take time and you're going to phase it, and technology being the way it is, we may get to a point next year, 18 months from now, when it's like, oh, there's either a new technology or something else we might want to look at. Would we be able to do that, or are plans set in stone from the first submission?
Well, yes. There is ability to, you know, send in amendments to your plan as you go forward. My sense is it's not if, it's when technology will change. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, our target, as an example, with technology devices in the hands of students would likely be Chromebooks. They seem to be the most durable. They seem to fit the need for us. At the same time, you know, 5 years from now, who knows, you know, if that's the same one we'll be looking at. It's not that specific in terms of the actual type of device. Mm-hmm. That should certainly be something that we'll be able to have some flexibility with.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I was just going to say, irrespective of timing for submission and when funds are released, is it the expectation that we'll roll this out starting with the 2017-2018 year, or are we waiting for funds to come in?
Yeah, so the plan, as you know, did call for 2017-18 to have, I forgot what grade levels, but to try to saturate certain grade levels. What we'll be looking at is what's in our general budget for technology, how much of that might be able to be secured through that. So my sense is we probably will see some, you know, based on, you know, the fact that we're just now getting things forward, whether it's like January of this next year, but our intention will be to be able to start that plan this coming cycle of the school year.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Monson. All right, moving right along. Action items. Do we have a motion to accept action items? Oh, are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on any action items? None? Do we have a motion to accept action items 5.2 and 5.3?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to accept action item 5.4, special education recommendations?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I'm going to abstain from the vote as usual this evening. Please listen to the podcast in November 2016, I believe, for the full explanation as to why.
Thank you, Trustee Bender. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Abstain.
Motion carries. For the record, for action item 5.4, special education recommendations, we have 6 in favor, and Trustee Bender has abstained. Dr. Montesano, anything on business to discuss?
No, as you the board is aware, there's a number of particularly transportation extension of contracts, which are again existing contracts that we have through the bidding process.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept business action item 6.1 to 6.10?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Dr. Montesano, personnel.
Yes, there's a number of individuals that are leaving the district. We want to thank them certainly for their time and service to the district, as well as the appointments of those that are helping us with the ability to deliver our summer programs, our athletic positions for the next school year. Just thank our staff that demonstrated willingness to assist in other ways outside their classroom assignments.
Do we have a motion to accept personnel action items 7.1 to 7.16 and 7.18 to 7.20?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Congratulations, Linda.
Congratulations, Linda.
Thank you. I would just like to give a shout out to Nicholas Grasso. Thank him for his time in the district. He was, the kids at Liberty loved him, and he probably is the one who got my son reading so voraciously. And I definitely will miss him, but thank you.
As long as we're shouting out, I'm shouting out to Tammy Ficarelli, who did some good work here.
Mm-hmm. I'll shout out to Miss Bryant, who we've got for a little longer, but taught 3 of my kids kindergarten. Wonderful kindergarten teacher.
Okay. All right. Okay, nice. That's the discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
I adjourn.